This past July, I started a profitable side business in about 14 days. It all started when my wife told me that she wanted a sticker for the back of her car. She wanted a picture of an anchor with the words, "God is my anchor," written on it. See, my wife is really into anchors right now as a sign of God being an anchor in the storm, or God is our shield, our rock. She had recently gone out and redecorated one of the bathrooms with pictures of anchors and phrases like "God is my anchor" or "Jesus is the anchor of my soul." And she had recently bought a shirt with an anchor on the back as well, with one of those same phrases or scriptures. So when she asked me to help her get a sticker for the back of her car, I thought, well, I'll just make you a sticker. See, I'd grown up doing a lot of drawing and hand lettering. And I think, as I've mentioned before in a previous episode, I really didn't know that was much of a thing. But now that I know that it is more popular and I've been following some people, I thought, well, there's no reason why I can't come up with a drawing that she would like. So one Sunday afternoon in late July, I spent the afternoon working on a large sheet of paper to come up with an anchor. And a little backstory is that over the past 12 to 18 months, I've been playing around with some different t-shirt designs. And I run a couple of t-shirt campaigns on Teespring. And I'd sold a couple of t-shirts, but nothing significant. Probably not even enough to make back the little bit of Facebook ad money that I spent. But in the back of my head, I'd always or still been wanting to sell some t-shirts or to come up with a t-shirt idea. So when she asked me or told to me about the anchor, then I thought, well, if she's interested in an anchor, I can tell it's popular because she's purchased things with anchors on them already. Then why don't I just turn the sticker idea into a concept that could also be used for t-shirts or pillows or coffee mugs? You know, all the things that an entrepreneur would think about. So I went back to that Sunday afternoon and spent time drawing it large. I think it was about a 12 by 18 sheet of paper, big enough that I could use it on the back of a shirt, but I could also scale it down for a sticker. And so I showed her the pencil version of it, and she approved and thought it was good enough to put on the back of her car. So I ended up taking a picture of it after I'd finished it up, scanned it into Photoshop, and then, you know, tweaked it up a little bit, added some color to it. And I thought, you know, I'm going to go through the process of validating to see if other people would want it before I spend any money. So I uploaded it to Teespring, and I also had a little mock-up that I could use in Photoshop to add it to a coffee mug. And essentially, I took those two images, the images of a coffee mug and a t-shirt, and I think I might have had one other image, and I uploaded it to Facebook and basically posted it, letting people know what I was doing and to see if anybody was interested in purchasing a mug or a shirt. Now, I wanted people to be a little bit more committed than just to tell me that they liked the design, because after all, we can like a lot of things that we don't actually purchase. So I told people that if they wanted to purchase one, I would let them know when they were ready for purchase if they would just leave me a comment. And when the comments hit about 12 to 15 comments, then I knew I was onto something. People said they would readily buy one or buy multiples. So I went forward and I decided not to use Teespring because I didn't really want to run it as a campaign. I wanted to have a few more options. And so I chose to go with a free 14-day trial to Shopify, which I used a plugin fulfillment center called Printful, which essentially will print the shirts on demand. So I don't have any inventory, but when somebody orders a shirt, Printful will print the shirt within a few days and ship it out on my behalf. So I set all that up. And again, there was no cost there because it was a free Shopify store. And I got the images of the actual shirts, the pricing and all that set up in an afternoon or evening, and went back to the people on Facebook and showed them what the final product would look like. And within 7 days, I had $100 worth of shirts sold. Nothing, you know, earth shattering, nothing to quit your day job over. And that wasn't even the net profit. But the point was, I essentially went from no idea to a valid idea and to selling inventory. And because I didn't have to really pay for anything, I did all the work myself. It was essentially a profitable business in a matter of about 14 days time. And this validation process for figuring out what to sell before you actually sell anything is part of a proven system for getting a business up and running and getting a business off the ground. And I'm going to tell you about the three-step process that you can go through to come up with a good idea, validate your idea, and then take it to market so that you know what you have to move forward. But before I go over the step one to validating your idea, I want to stop for just a second and say hello and welcome to Quit Pinching Pennies, the faith-based podcast for moms and dads who want to work less and earn more so they can quit pinching pennies and focus on what matters most, like family, homeschooling, working from home, adoption, giving, missions, or maybe even just leaving your 9-to-5 job that feels dead end so that you can do work that's more fulfilling. I like to call it faith-based lifestyle design, or the 4-hour work week for people of faith. I'm your host and teacher, Dave Mooring, and I'm glad you're here. So this process I'm going to go over with you is the same process I teach in my super simple 1K course, which teaches you how to go from basically finding an idea to validating your idea to getting your first customers and building a $1,000 a month income stream, side hustle, or even a small online business. And so this is a very valuable reference and some steps that you can take. So I'm going to go over the three steps, and this will be a three-part series for validating your idea. And the first thing that we're going to do is to make sure that there is some competition already out there. So I think another thing that people get wrong a lot of the times is that they feel like they want to come up with an idea that nobody's done before. But the problem is that if nobody's doing it, it may be because nobody's willing to pay for it. So we want to find a product or a service, whether it's a digital product or a physical product, and regardless of the service, we want to make sure that it's already being done online, that people are already spending some money, there's some interest, or people are at least looking for it. Maybe they haven't found the solution that you have to offer, but we want to make sure that people are at least looking for that. So let me give you a couple of sites. If you have a digital product, so a digital product could be a course, it could be an ebook, it could be a training program, really anything that you can and share with somebody over the web. The first thing we want to do is head over to Amazon.com and do a quick search for your topic there. So just like if you were going to search for a book or a guide or a workbook that somebody's selling, go ahead and put in the phrase, the item that you have in mind, and see what comes up and see if there are already some books that are being sold, and maybe find out a little bit more about how they're titling it. You can usually see the Amazon selling rank to see how well it's selling. You can usually tell by the number of reviews a product has, whether it's selling or not. So if it's, you know, got 4 or 5 reviews total, there's a good chance that not very many people are buying that book. If it's 50, 100, or 1,000 reviews, then there's a good chance that's popular. So that would be a popular topic. Another place to go is the Google Keyword Planner tool. So you can find that by just doing a quick search for the Keyword Planner tool in Google. And what that tells you is Google keeps, if you're not familiar with search engine optimization, Google keeps track of how many people search for particular keywords and phrases. And this tool is designed to help people that want to run ads on Google, but it gives you a lot of information for free. So it will tell you if people are actually looking for a particular phrase or a particular keyword, and it'll tell you if it's a high volume, kind of a medium volume, or a low volume search. It'll also tell you if there's a lot of competition for that. So you can go and put in your topic or your idea for your digital product into the Google Keyword Planner tool and get a sense for whether a lot of people are searching for that and whether there's a lot of competition. So that's the second one. Number three, Google also has a tool called Google Trends, which will tell you kind of if things are trending upwards or trending down, or maybe what's popular. So you can get an idea, you know, if it's coming up on Halloween, then there's a good chance that some products related to that will be trending. With the hurricanes and some of the natural disasters, you might find some trends and some products related to that. So keep in mind whether you want to start something that's seasonal or related to that. But in general, the Google Trends is going to help you get a sense for what's trending, again, when people are searching online. And the next one I want to send you to is Skillshare, which is a place where people teach basically online courses. And Udemy.com is another one, Udemy.com. So Skillshare and Udemy are places where you can go to see if there's already been courses created. If their courses have been created, you can usually see how many people have taken the course. You can see how the course, how many people have reviewed it, which again will give you a little bit of insight into how popular it is and whether people like it or not. And then it also give you an idea of maybe some related topics. So maybe it's slightly different than what you were anticipating, but maybe there's a couple of courses that are really popular around a version of the topic that you want. That's going to give you a lot of insight in there. So you want to go with the Amazon.com, the Google Keyword Planner tool, Google Trends, Skillshare, and Udemy. Take a look through those and make sure that there's already some activity, some search, and some things going on there. If you have a physical product, you want to go back to Amazon because Amazon pretty much sells everything. And you want to look through to see if there's physical products related to what you're trying to sell. And maybe you've got an idea for a new physical product that's not out there. Maybe it's a kid's game or a toy that's a variation or a version of something that you've seen somewhere. Maybe you had an idea or you created it in your workshop, but you still want to make sure that there's something similar that's being sold, or maybe something that they would buy instead of what you have to offer. You can also go through, just Google it and see what comes up on, in the images tab. So once you Google something, you can look for images, and also the shopping tab. Those two things should give you some idea about, similar products that are out there and whether they're being, whether they're popular or not. You can also go to Facebook pages. So let's say you have an idea for a physical product, maybe some clothing like a t-shirt or a necklace, earrings, or something like that that you maybe you make or you've designed yourself. In addition to the Google, Googling it and looking for images and places to buy them, you can also go to Facebook pages and look and see if there are pages where people have set up little stores and maybe even on Etsy to see if people are selling those similar type designs or products and services and things like that. And then again, you can use the Google Keyword Planner tool to see if people are searching for those types of products. So whether it's something for the office or shoes or exercise mats or something, you know, whatever it is, you should be able to get a sense whether people are looking for something similar to that. And again, you want to make sure that there is something out there and that people have some interest in at least something that's related to what you have. If not, maybe you're creating just a better version of a product that's already out there. And then if you have a service, you can actually go to Craigslist and see if people are offering up that service directly. So maybe you're a life coach or a exercise instructor or sales coach or photographer, wedding photographer, things like that. You can actually head over to Craigslist and see if people are posting those services there and maybe try to keep up with some of those or reach out to those people, see if they have websites and try to dig around a little bit more and see what you can find there. Again, you can go back to the Google Keyword Planner tool and see if people are searching for those types of services. So, you know, wedding photographer, life coach, yoga instructor, sales coach, those types of things. You can use the Google Trends again and also go back to Skillshare. And so if somebody is interested in learning about sales and you're a sales coach, well, then perhaps if there's courses about different aspects of selling, closing the deal or getting leads or qualifying leads and things like that, and you see that there's a lot of interest there, that might give you some insight into the specific service that you offer. And then you can also check around on LinkedIn for other people that are businesses, small businesses, or even individual solopreneurs that are offering those types of service and seeing what kind of interaction they get and what kind of things they're posting. So that's step one, is to make sure that there's some competition and also do a little bit of market research to figure out, you know, where you think you might be able to start fitting in and getting an idea of where you would be in the market. But the main thing there is just to make sure that there already is some competition and that people are interested in what you have to offer. So again, we don't want you to get too far down the road and start pitching something that nobody wants. So there you have it. That's pretty much step one of the three steps to validating your idea. And I hope you found that useful. Stay tuned next time for step two. And I should go ahead and mention this is coming out on Friday. I believe it is September the 15th. And at the time of this recording, I have a new class that starts on Monday, September the 18th, which is called Super Simple 1K, which I mentioned earlier. And it's where I'm going to teach a small group of people how to go from zero to $1,000 a month side hustle income stream or online business in about 8 weeks. 8 weeks is probably about the fastest. It doesn't have to take that long. But essentially the point is I'm going to help a small group of people take an idea and start generating revenue with that idea in a short amount of time. And it's not going to be about building websites or business cards, logo and all that thing, all those types of things. It's essentially finding an idea, validating that idea, and then finding your first few customers right away. So if that's something that you're interested in, head over to supersimple.com/1K. That's supersimple.com/1K. And you'll find all the information there, and you're welcome to register. If you're listening to this after September the 18th of 2017, you can still head over to supersimple.com/1K and put your name down to hop on the wait list. And I will let you know as soon as I have another class opening up. And the reason that I have to close it and open it is because I actually teach the class live through a Facebook group. So I have a set number of students, just like you would show up at a university and have a professor to walk you through the class. So can't have people walk in the middle of the class, or you might miss some of the lessons. But check it out at supersimple.com/1K. And regardless of whether you're interested in that or not, if you'd like to connect with me online, you can do so at quitpinchingpennies.com, and that will forward you to a free private Facebook group of other dads and moms and people of faith who are making money on the side or trying to make some money on the side so they can quit pinching pennies and focus on what matters most to them, like their family and children and things like that. So I'd love to have you there. If you have any questions, feel free to email me at dave@supersimple.com. Connect with me online, shoot me an email. Let's keep in touch. And if you enjoy this podcast episode and you would like to get more, make sure you subscribe at iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. I would greatly appreciate it if you would leave me a review if you found it helpful. But most importantly, if you would just share it with somebody that you know that would get value out of it. I would love to reach more people and help as many people as I can. That's it. Thanks for listening, and I will talk to you next week.